Alola.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm your host of this podcast, SPJ. Irene here with me.
I am here.
Alola Vacation. The name of this podcast.
Thought it was the anime show.
The anime show featuring
Irene and Steve.
Yes, my mistake. Today's episode is Balloons,
Brion,
and Belligerence?
Yeah.
That's how you say that word.
Yep.
We learned how to say Brion. I always thought it was Brion. But Brion it is, I guess. Brion.
Brion.
Brion. On. O-N-N-E is apparently on. Would you like to read the blurb?
Sure. Okay, the blurb is... After having little success using the Z-Move Hydro Vortex, Lana and Poplio meet Ida in her... Ida? So I was just thinking about My Hero Academia before this, so now I don't remember. I don't remember. Ida? I'm going to call her Ida.
Okay, sure.
And her Brion, who use the Z-Move as part of their show and agree to take Lana on as an apprentice. Lana and Poplio train hard, and when Ida's sweetheart, I forgot his name too.
Spoiler. We're never going to see these two people again.
When her sweetheart returns with reports of sunken treasure, they join the expedition. The treasure is guarded by a Delmise who's already annoyed after a run-in with Team Rocket and traps Canoe's boat in a powerful whirlpool. Brion goes up against it and loses, but after all that training, Poplio is ready. It uses Hydro Vortex to counter Delmise's whirlpool and send it far away. That's the blurb. Did we skip an episode?
No.
I don't like how this episode started, because I thought that we missed an episode.
No, it had a really long cold open.
It was weird. I thought I missed an episode. And then they like kind of did a mini flashback of something that we hadn't seen. I don't know. It was weird. I didn't like it. I was confused.
This is probably one of my least favorite episodes that we've seen, even though I do like Brion a lot. Brion is a very cute and adorable Pokemon. And I liked that there's an episode featuring Delmise, because I think Delmise is a really great and cool and interesting Pokemon.
Yes.
But just like the Sandy Gas Palossand episode,
yep.
Which I love those two Pokemon. This episode is super lackluster.
This whole episode reminded me of like three other episodes we saw. Like, I don't even remember what Pokemon it was. Was it the episode when James got his Marine? No, that's a different episode. But there was a Pokemon that was stuck in the water in like in between a crevice or something.
The Wimpod.
Yeah. So this episode, the mechanics seemed similar to me. And I was like, I have deja vu, but not in the way that I like. And because of how the episode started, I already was like, I don't like feeling like I missed something. And now I feel like I've seen this before. So I felt very uneasy for most of the episode.
Ida. I did not like her voice actor either. I don't know who voiced her.
I don't even remember what she sounded like. I just remember that her sweetheart reminded me of Ty from Digimon.
Oh,
his
yeah.
His silhouette. I was just like, oh, okay. Cool.
Apparently, she does come back in a future episode.
Oh, okay.
Or at least a flashback / referenced. Okay, so there are some things about this episode I did like. I thought initially, I don't know, when they introduced Ida and they introduced her sweetheart.
I thought they were scammers.
I don't think I thought that. I thought that they were going to have some relationship drama and that was going to be the issue. Like, he did not seem super genuine.
He seemed flighty to me.
He seemed like, I'm using her to get the treasure, and then I'm going to bail. That's what I kind of assumed, and I was like, oh, this is a I'll take this story. And then it was just like, oh, Team Rocket. Okay, that's fine.
No, I thought as a pair, I was like, oh, I don't know how I feel about them. And I mean, it obviously turned out to be nothing and they were fine and they helped. But at the my first thing was I wasn't sure if they were associated with each other, too, because it, the way it was presented, it looked like Ida just happened to do the Hydro Vortex on this man. Whoa. But then you see that they're together or whatever. But I don't know. I wish I had more things to, like, I like that Lana was the focus of this, but it just felt repetitive and not in a good way, I guess. Maybe it was too close to the other Popplio episode with the man who was 5,000 years old, but
that was at least like funny in a way. The thing that I liked was the Steelix boat.
That was cute.
The Steelix boat is in the video games on Pony Pony Island. It's one of the four boats that are parked. It is also the same boat that you would fish for Delmize in.
Oh.
So there's a lot of good stuff there between the two, and I do like the continuity between that. I liked how, this is a very minor thing, but I liked how they said Delmize.
Delmize? I like Delmize as a Pokemon.
Yeah. Well, it's also one of those Pokemon that you look at it and you're like, it's an anchor, so is it steel type? And then you're like, well, it's an anchor and it's also in the water, is it water type?
Got him. It's grass.
But it's ghost grass. And the easy way to remember that is Delmize is actually not the anchor itself. It is the seaweed.
That's on it.
That's on it. The seaweed is the ghost that...
That's not surprising.
...inhabits the anchor. And you see that with like a lot of ghost Pokemon, that they inhabit something. Like Chandelure is a ghost inhabiting a chandelier.
Chandelure is such a cool Pokemon.
Delmize is, or Palossand, it's a ghost inhabiting the, or sorry, Sandy Gas, the ghost is inhabiting the shovel or whatnot.
God, ghost Pokemon are so cool.
They're very cool. So I really liked the Steelix boat. I really liked that Delmize and the Steelix boat match, just like the video game. I thought that was really well done. Out of like all of the things to treasure hunt, it just feels very...
Mystic Water.
Lackluster that they're like, Mystic Water! Because it's not... As somebody who has played every single Pokemon game, that's one of the first items you get. Like playing through is like Mystic Water, Miracle Seed, Quick Claw. It's one of the very charcoal for fire Pokemon. It's one of the very early items you get.
What would you want instead?
Instead of like the Mystic Water, I don't. Like a bunch of golden bottle caps would be cool.
I was gonna ask if you were gonna say bottle caps. I feel like that probably would have been cool.
Like that is what I mean, at least end game stuff. That's what you're going for. If you want some comparison here, if you did find a Mystic Water in Gold, Silver, Crystal, you know, Black and White, Diamond, Pearl, etc., XY, you can sell it for a whopping 500 or 50 Poke dollars.
Wow, that's incredible.
That would get you one fourth of the way to a potion.
Wow.
But
that's
wild. In Alola, in Sun and Moon and Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon, you can sell Mystic Water for 500 Poke dollars. Oh. 10 times the value.
Yeah, wow.
So maybe it's a reference to how, hey, we upped the price. Mystic Water is worth more money in Alola than it is in anywhere else.
Or it could just be rarer, so maybe that's why it's treasured.
I don't
more
think it's specifically rarer.
I mean, why would it be more money?
They also lowered, I think, the price of Pokeballs. Was that X and Y, or was that Sun and Moon where they lowered the price of Pokeballs?
I don't know. They had the store that had a bazillion sales, so does it matter?
It's true. Rotom bargain. deal
are you okay?
Bust in the sales deal.
That's
deal
a
bustin'.
Door buster.
Door busting Rotom bargain. I'm naming my Rotoms
Rootin' Tootin'.
My Rotom is gonna be named Door Buster.
Yeehaw.
From now on.
Well, imagine Rotom with the cowboy hat on.
Stop. I can't. The highlight of this episode. This episode's like so backwards because there's a bunch of Pokemon and references I like, but it doesn't make the episode that great. And then there's like the floundering team.
What are
Rocket?
You, what?
It's like the Team Rocket's there to
the foil.
Foil. Team Rocket is there to aluminum foil the story, which I hate, but I get. But they were actually the highlight, I feel, of this episode, especially when, like, Beware smashes its face against the window. And I'm like, I'm so sick of Team Rocket, and I'm sick of Beware, but they actually got a laugh out of me.
You were surprised. You were startled.
Face squished against the window. It was really good animation.
I loved how they were like, their boat was a paddle boat, but then Meow said something like, yeah, and the motor's making this pedaling way easier. I'm like, what the heck? Why are you even doing this? Oh, jeez.
Hey, yeah, it's... Hey, they got their assets. They have to have, like, studies of... Because not only... I've expressed my hatred for Wobbuffet... But boy, do they use Wobbuffet like 4 times in that submarine. They're like, we gotta make sure we hit our wobs and our fets and some wobbos. Like, they use Wobbuffet a lot, so there must be some study of, like, kids just love the wob. I don't.
I know you don't.
But
I don't really either. I mean, we've discussed. Is there trivia this episode?
This whole episode is just to prove that Lana can do her Z move, which I guess is notable. And she did it. She did her Z move. This is the debut of Team Rocket's Bruxish submarine.
That's, I hate saying that Pokemon.
Bruxism. Cowie, Lily, and Sophocles do not speak in the episode, but they do appear in the montage sequence.
I liked that the Marowak was there. Yahweh's Marowak.
In the dub, the Rotom scans Delmize and says Delmize is a grass ghost type instead of a ghost grass type.
Oh.
I hope somebody got fired for that mistake.
Wait, is it primary, secondary? I'm assuming?
Well, you would never say Charizard's a flying fire. You would always say it's fire flying.
When you say it,
You're saying it's primary first.
Yeah, so Charizard is a fire flying Pokemon.
Yeah.
So in this instance, that mistake is saying that it's more grass than ghost.
Correct.
Okay, so then that is actually kind of an error.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he's not wrong. It is both grass and ghost. It's not like Pokemon are like, oh, you're 75% grass.
I mean, you might.
Maybe one day.
What does that even mean?
No, it is an error. I just think it's a funny error. I mean, like...
What are you talking about? People can be... What? Okay, interesting.
No, like, it's... A Pokemon cannot be, like, 75% psychic, 25% dark. You're just 50-50.
I mean, I'm thinking about biology now, and I'm just like, well, wait, what happens if there's a Pokemon... Oh, whoa, genetics. I don't know anything about, like, eggs and stuff in Pokemon, but,
all right,
like,
let me tell you how crystal breeding works. You have to get a shiny Pokemon with the shiny gene.
Why did I do this to myself?
And then only the female. Okay. Long. That's a real long explanation. Well, I mean, it would be kind of cool if they were like, oh, it's
like, what if, are there dormant Pokemon genes? I'm obviously, because the whole shine, how that works, even though it only works in that game.
In Crystal?
Yeah,
Crystal.
No.
Crystal passes down like specific DVs. They're called determination values. So
I'm thinking about Punnett squares and
Pokemon in earlier games were determined by their stats. So for example, like the unknown spawned depending on its stats. So like if it was to generate the letter V, it's probably because its attack stat is either like 14, 15, its defense is like 15, 16. So you can't have an unknown V in Crystal with an attack stat of like 10.
Okay.
Because that's a different letter.
Okay.
So that's why in Crystal, there's only two of the unknown can be shiny. It's I and V. Because they have the correct stats to turn them into either I or V, and they have the correct stats to make them shiny.
I see.
In those games, also, you can't have a shiny starter Pokemon at the start of the game, because the starters have to have an attack of, like, 14 to be shiny, but, like, a female Chikorita only has an attack stat of 12.
Oh. Wow. Micah
was very heartbroken when I told him that.
I didn't know that, but I'm still thinking about, Pokemon in genetics.
Yeah, no, that's, like, really cool. That's, like, the cool stuff about that game specifically, but then they changed it in Ruby and Sapphire, where they have their stats, but then the shiny value is just a different number that rolls.
Okay.
So it stopped being related.
Yeah. Because now I don't know enough about breeding to have the conversation I want to, so never mind.
But I think that's our episode.
Is there trivia?
That was the trivia.
That was
this episode marks the debut of Team Rocket Silver.
I don't know why I thought you were just telling me this.
No, that's the trivia. It's the first time they've used their new submarine.
Nice. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week. So there's one more episode. I can't remember what it's called, but it has the volcano in the screenshot. And then after that is the season finale, which is the two-part episode. So, because Alola is both hello and goodbye,
Alola.